My guest is the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director, Rob Fredericks. He's been on the program a few times, and we're going to talk about what they're doing, what their mission statement here is in Santa Barbara. Last week, I mentioned the Grace Lutheran Church property, and there's a property down in L.A. that is being run by a nonprofit and was getting sued, so it's not as if everything is a cakewalk in his business. I believe he was first on in 2017, where I wrote down he was with the Housing Authority for 21 years, and I joke that he forced out Rob Pearson, the beloved director, for 30 years, and like in a hostile takeover. I don't know. Is that, first of all, welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Rob Fredericks.
Thank you, Mark. Pleased to be here, and all joking aside, Rob Pearson is beloved in the community, and he's done more for affordable housing than anyone here, and I'm just riding on top of his shoulders here after he retired.
But why does the rumor persist that you forced him out? Because I know I'm the only one saying it, but why do I keep saying it? I don't know. Don't answer that.
Yeah.
So is it 2017? Is that about when you took the reins?
Early 2017 or 2016, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Rob had come on the program a few times, and so just recently, well, first of all, is there a mission statement? What is the goal of the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority? Is it to build properties that are rentals, or is it to build properties that are for sale for affordable prices? What is the mission statement?
So we provide affordable rental opportunities, and we're a local public housing authority, so we're a public agency that's separate from the city of Santa Barbara. In other words, we don't get a slice of any of the local sales tax or any other revenue that the city generates from local revenue generators. We have to rely on our own funding sources, which either come from the state or federal government, and old RDA funds that are still available through loan repayments to the successor agency, which is the city. So our mission specifically is to create safe, affordable, quality housing opportunities for families and individuals, all while promoting self-sufficiency and neighborhood revitalization.
And to repeat what you said earlier, to provide affordable rental housing.
Yes.
I think a lot of people get upset when, you know, the arrangements with the developers, okay, so we'll build and we'll throw in two or three affordable houses for sale, for purchase. And
right.
So one of my dearest friends, uber liberal, mm-hmm. hated that. And
right.
They thought it was unfair. You know, they said, I'd like to live downtown in some condo for next to nothing, but because we make a living, you know, we can't do that. So I think a lot of people appreciate the rental housing goal. Now, you're a public entity, and you just kind of offhandedly use the initials for the redevelopment agency.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an article written by Nick Welsh, who was following the Board of Supervisors meeting, and he mentioned the redevelopment agency. Why don't you recap what they were and what happened?
Right. Well, redevelopment agencies were a form of a separate agency, also separate from our agency, but it was under the city here, where every local jurisdiction throughout California could create a redevelopment agency by specifying, doing a study and showing where there's blight and a need for redevelopment to help bring up economic resources into a local community and also to provide affordable housing. So what they did in these redevelopment agencies, the way they were able to do it is once the redevelopment area was defined, that in that area, the tax base was frozen where it was. And as the area was redeveloped, the redevelopment agency was able to capture the taxes, the property taxes that would otherwise go to schools and other needed areas, and they would be able to put that into loan and bond repayments, and also they had to take 20% of their funds coming in annually and put it towards affordable housing.
And again, when you say affordable housing, you're saying affordable rental housing.
Well, they could do for-sale housing as well, and the city does operate a for-sale portion, what you mentioned, like inclusionary for-sale units, but the major funding that the redevelopment agency put in towards housing was rental housing. And we were able to do quite a lot of good development work, creating new affordable housing with those funds, matching those with low-income housing tax credits and other state and federal funds to create developments that we've done here in the city. We've created over 1,400 units in the city of Santa Barbara, both with federal funds and state funds and the RDA funds. Unfortunately, the RDA, statewide RDAs were abolished in 2011, and that took away a really good revenue-generating source, where at the end of that, we were receiving between $4 and $5 million a year that was designated for affordable housing that we could then leverage with other funding sources.
Now, when you say we, my guest, Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director Rob Fredericks, when you say we, you mean the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority or the Redevelopment Agency got $4 or $5 million?
The Redevelopment Agency was receiving that and putting that towards affordable housing, and then if we had a piece of property that we identified at that could be built for affordable housing, we would go to the Redevelopment Agency and request funding and take some of those funds and put it towards the purchase of the property, towards the construction of the new development. And again, that really helped. We were able to land bank with those funds and also use those funds for construction and permanent source of funding there.
I don't know if anyone can really complain about the city. It's kind of interesting how I kind of forgot that the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority is actually a public agency, but not directly under the city of Santa Barbara. So you get funding from the state and the feds and different areas. Do you get private funding? People donate money to you?
Once in a while, we do get private funding, not a lot coming in. So we do have to rely on the state and federal funding. And to give credit where credit's due, the city does provide a lot of funding to us through loan repayments on old RDA loans that they're getting loan repayments on from other affordable housing deals that they've done, people self-help. Even our own agency repays loans that then the city can reloan out to our agency or any other developer that's going to provide affordable housing that's deed restricted. So they do provide quite a bit of funding. They provided on our Veracruz Village development that's 28 units for housing people moving from homelessness. They provided $2.5 million of funds for us to purchase the property, and then also for some gap financing.
Where's that located?
That's located at 110 East Coda Street. It's right across from the city commuter lot that's going to be used for the new police station, and where the current farmers market is.
Hell of a location. Hell of a location. Now the RDA. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's a really good location.
Yeah. So the redevelopment agency in 2011, was that Governor Brown at the time?
It was, yep.
And, you know, he seems to be someone who'd be a champion for building affordable rental units throughout the state. But
right.
I remember joking, was it Dave Gustafson that was the redevelopment
director? He was
the manager?
Redevelopment director, yeah, director. Community development.
He came on director. A couple of times, and I remember joking that, you know, they're basically skimming money off the top to fund the redevelopment agencies. You know, they're skimming, like you said, the property taxes. Mm-hmm. They got a little taste, a little piece of the action. So it was almost like a little rogue thing that was working, providing housing. Yep. Kind of a radical. Were you guys? Were a lot of people shocked?
Yeah, I know there were a lot of bad actors in some communities with redevelopment agencies not spending funds where they should have been spent. And so, you know, I see the justification that they use for shutting down redevelopment agencies. And it was at a time when school districts really needed funding and, you know, redevelopment agencies were taking funding that otherwise would go to school districts, a large part of it. So that's one issue that was with the redevelopment agency. So what we're looking at doing is, I think Nick mentioned it in his article, is coming up with another local flexible source of funding ongoing that would be used for affordable housing. And, you know, it might be an increase in the transient occupancy tax that doesn't affect property taxpayers. It would, of course, affect the travel industry and hotel industry, but there is a nexus, right? The tourism industry, you know, a lot of the folks that work in restaurants and retail stores and the hotels, they're needing affordable housing as well. And if we can generate a little bit of money through the transient occupancy tax increase, I think that's a deserved place to capture some extra funds. That could help replace what we lost with redevelopment agency funding. But of course, that would have to go to a vote of the people. I think the best time to do that would be for the November 2024 general election.
And get them very drunk as well. My guest, Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director Rob Fredericks, looking for funding. Now, you're not technically a nonprofit. Before you came on the program, I was mentioning a nonprofit down in L.A., literally a private entity, not as connected to the municipalities as you are, your group?
Right. That's I believe there's an issue with the Skid Row Housing Trust that purchased a lot of SRO hotels and other properties in the downtown LA area to provide housing for people moving from homelessness and special needs. Their mission is a admirable mission, but over the years, you know, what I've read, and I'm sure you've read it as well in the LA Times, is that the properties weren't well maintained, undercapitalized. I think the properties were over leveraged to where this nonprofit agency couldn't adequately put in for reserve for replacements to keep the properties up. So there's a lot of issues with these properties, and from my understanding is Skid Row Housing Trust is having to reach out to other organizations now to take over these properties.
Keep them afloat. You mentioned
keep them afloat so they don't go into foreclosure. And
you mentioned they buy SRO, and it's escaping me, single residential. What's SRO again?
Single room occupancy.
Single room.
Basically hotel rooms, yes.
So here's a stupid question. If I had given you $14 million, would you have bought Nordstrom's and built housing there?
It's a great location for housing. $14 million, I'm not sure of the value of Nordstrom's, but it's a perfect location for housing. I'm a big believer in adaptive reuse of the locations along State Street. I don't know if you heard, but we received a donation, speaking of private donations, nonprofit affiliate, Second Story Associates, received a donation of a building downtown Santa Barbara in the 800 block from Jason Yardy with the purpose of building adaptive reuse of the interior to create 14 studio units for moderate income households. And we're under construction
rentals now
with that. Yeah.
Rentals, right?
Rentals, correct. And, you know, that's a perfect way to help revitalize State Street, right? If you bring people in to State Street and have people living where the shops are, you can create a vitality and a sense of energy along State Street. If you have people living along there as well, people who could walk or bike to work, that's what we're aiming for. And we expect the construction of those studio units to be done mid-summer, and we'll begin marketing those units to people that need a somewhat affordable unit to rent. And we're planning to rent those units at just over between $1,900 and $2,200 per month, which is, you know, a lot of studios are renting even around $2,500 per month.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It doesn't sound super affordable to me, even though I know
right.
you can pay $3,000 for a studio. As a matter of fact, I was managing a rental downtown that was a high-end furnished studio, 760 square feet.
Right.
In a high-end elevator parking, you know, and getting 4,000. So
yeah.
I guess, you know, but I'm sure these aren't 760 square feet with 14-foot ceilings and a big patio.
No,
these
are smaller units. They do have high ceilings, and they're going to be brand new with nice amenities. Now, you know, if you're at 160% of area median income, you can afford, at 30% of your median income, you can afford a rent of $2,800 per month. So if you're setting the rent around $1,900, that's affordable.
Right.
But
it would be, I mean, I guess a couple could live there. Hey, Rob,
yes.
I would like to take a commercial break. My guest is the Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director, Rob Fredericks. And when we come back, I want to get back into, you know, your infill at downtown you mentioned, and wanted to mention the project at Grace Lutheran Church, and get back to my Nordstrom's question, which you definitely avoided answering. I like that.
Okay. All right.
Because I think Richard wants to buy it for you. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with my guest, Santa Barbara City Housing Authority Director, Rob Fredericks.